Lauren Johnson remembers job hunting in the early 90s.
I would drive around, or I'd walk around, or I'd bus around and go from place to place to place to put in applications. And I remember back then thinking, oh, it'll be so much easier someday when this is all computerized.
2 decades later, in 2011, job applications had mostly moved online, and Johnson had just gotten out of prison, 3 years for drug charges. She now had to check the yes box when she was asked about felony convictions.
The thing with those paper applications was that you could skip over that, or you could write in a thing that says, I'll discuss it in the interview, or something that would possibly get you in the door.
Online applications wouldn't let her move forward if she left this blank. She felt deflated.
I'm about to spend 2 hours on this application that's probably going to go in the trash.
With no further debate, we'll take a vote. Those in favor.
2 years ago, in March 2016, the Austin City Council passed a law banning employers from asking applicants about their criminal records up front.
It passes. That's all of our business today.
Johnson was there, along with other advocates for the law, many of them formerly incarcerated. When it passed, they cheered and hugged each other.
All of the faces in that room that have traveled all these journeys there to fight for it. It was just phenomenal.
Applicants were now able to file a complaint with the city if they believed an employer had violated this law. A couple weeks ago, I asked the city for copies of these complaints. I learned this. The city is not enforcing its Fair Chance Hiring Law. In the 2 years since it was passed, 5 people have filed complaints. One alleged a moving company asked about their criminal history in its online job application. Another says an insurance company checked an applicant's criminal history too early in the process. 4 of the 5 complaints are from 2016. Yet, all of these cases are still open. The city has not issued warnings or penalties.
When you ask the question, why are we not enforcing, I don't think that that's the fair question. It's why haven't we gotten to enforcement?
Joya Hayes directs the City of Austin's Human Resources Department. She says the issue is that staff has not determined how they're going to investigate complaints. They need to write rules. At first, the state legislature got in the way. Last year, lawmakers tried to pass a bill overturning Austin's ordinance. The city put implementation of the law on hold to see what happened.
We were instructed by the City of Austin to stop work on the education outreach, which was our first step.
That bill at the legislature ultimately failed, and the city started its education campaign for Fair Chance Hiring in August 2017, more than a year after it went into effect. But the process for investigations, it never got written. Hayes says it wasn't a priority.
We as a management team have had a multitude of other big projects that have come down, and we just simply didn't have the time to come back and fine-tune those rules.
More than 100 jurisdictions in the U.S. have fair chance hiring laws. Specifics differ. San Francisco, for example, caps fines for second violations at $50. In D.C., people can get monetary damages if an employer violated the law. But differences aside, the goal's the same. Ensure people with criminal backgrounds get a fair shot at a job. I asked other large cities how they've enforced their laws. In the first 2 years of its ordinance, Seattle closed an average of 28 cases a year. San Francisco, 17. Austin, 0. I put this information in front of Council Member Greg Kassar.
It's not acceptable.
He led the effort to pass Fair Chance Hiring.
And I don't think it would be acceptable to anybody on the council that this long after the ordinance was passed, that the city management side of the house has not, you know, gotten themselves prepared to investigate or enforce this ordinance.
No, the others voting aye. This item passes.
Last month, labor advocates in Austin pushed for rules mandating paid sick days for employees of private companies. When it passed, they celebrated the same way Fair Chance Hiring advocates did, cheering and hugging after hours of impassioned testimony at City Hall, which got me thinking. I posed this question to Kassar. Do you have any concern that if someone now knows, you know, 2 years out, the city's still not enforcing Fair Chance Hiring, that citizens might lose confidence in when we pass progressive policies that they're actually going to be enforced? Austin doesn't always live up to its progressive brand, he said, but
when we say that we're so progressive, but then see our failings, it creates the energy and I think the political will to get a lot of things done.
Kassar didn't know the Fair Chance Hiring Ordinance was not being enforced until I asked him. He told the new city manager, Spencer Kronk. In an email to me yesterday, Kronk wrote, quote, I have directed staff to bring any outstanding complaints to a resolution and complete the administrative rules process as quickly as possible. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.